Let us learn the second part of the Mishnah on the bottom, and then we'll go on the Gemara of that Mishnah, and that Chalik of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says by the small Zion, Chamishe Shekosvu Klal Besoy Chaget. There were five people who wrote a multiple get. It's one large get. Ish ploini megarish ploinis, uploini ploinis. Ve'edim ilamato. And you have one pair of edim, which they are signing on these five gitin. Kulang sheirim. So all five gitin are kosher. The yinosein l'chol achas va'achas. And each get, this get, which is koilo, which includes five different gitin, should be given to each isha separately. And each one will become nisgarish to that she received the get. Hoya kosev teifes l'chol echad ve'echad. What if there was a separate form for each get? So we had five forms, and they're in a column. So we have get aleph, underneath get beis, get gimel, get dalet, get hay. And you have a long column of five different gittin. Ve'edim milamato. And now the edim signed underneath the bottom get, the fifth get. Esha edim nikren imay kosher. So the get, which one reads that the edim are going on that get, means, in other words, the bottom get. So the bottom get is kosher. They're signing on the bottom get. So the bottom get is kosher. All other four gitten, I don't have any chsime of edim underneath them. The edim signed on the bottom get. In the first case, there was one large general multiple get. So then we say they signed on all the gitin which are included in this large get. But if you have different forms, then I say they're only chasmaning on the list, on the bottom get. Let us just see Rashi on this chelik of the Mishneh. Toifes l'chol echad ve'echad. There's a separate form for each get. B'gmorah mefarish lo. Es sheha'edim nikrim imoy. The get that the edim are going on, haynu tachta, that's the bottom get. They signed underneath the bottom get. Avol el yainim psulim. But the top gitten are puzzle, Shema loy heidu ella al ha'acha. Because by looking at the get, I have no proof, no right to assume that they are edim on the top four gitten. Maybe they're only signing on the bottom get. So let us see now the Gemara, two lines before the bottom. Chamisha shekosvu klal. So the Gemara asks, Heichi Domi Klal, when is it considered one large multiple get? Heichi Domi Taifis, when is it considered that there are, each one is a different form and each one is a different get? So we have here Amachloikis Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Zman Echod Lekulo. There was one zman, one date that was written on the top of the get. And then we have here five gitten written underneath this zman. So it seems that this zman, this date that is written for all five gitten. So this man is combining all five gitten. There's one zman for five gitten. So we consider this as one multiple get, because it has one zman. So the zman combines and connects all five gittin. Zel klal. Then we say it's one multiple get, and the Eidim are chasmaning on this one multiple get, so all the gittin which are in this one multiple get are kosher. Zman l'chol echot ve'echot. But what if each get has its own zman, its own date? So then we see they are separate, distinct gittin. Now, if the Eidim chasmet on the bottom get, so that's what they're chasmaning on. They have no right to assume that they're saying Eidim on the gittin, the top gittin. That is Shittas Rav Yochanan. Zehu Teifes. V'Reish Lakish Amar, Reish Lakish disagrees. Afilu Zman Echad Lekula. Afilu, there is one Zman for all of them. Not Mehavi Teifes. That's also called a Teifes. You have one Zman, but you have five Nuschoi Saget, five forms of Gittin. So this man does not combine all that there is one zman on top of the paper, and then we have five gittin. This one zman does not combine and connect all these five gittin. Now these are considered five distinct gittin. Elahechi domi klal. So when is it called a klal? There's a different nusach. The kosuv, the get, is written as follows. Anu, we, ploini or ploini, it starts off with a we, not with an I. It starts off with, we have a rabbim over here. We, ploini or ploini, gerashnu, we are megarish, nesheisenu, our wives, ploini is a ploini. So that's called one multiple get. It's written Beloshen Rabim, and here we see clearly that this is one big get, and the Eidim are sumim underneath this one big get. What does Rashi say? Afilu zman echad lekulam, this is Reish Lakish, afilu you have one zman lekulam, mami havi taifus, this is considered separate gitten, lechol echad ve'echad. Live soil ho'el yoinim to passel the el yoinim. Ho'el ve'hiskir shem ish ve'isha yachad l'chol echad ve'echad. Since each get has a separate name for each husband and each wife, so if each get is a separate name, it's written b'loshen yochid, so Reish Lakish holds avi kol chad get la'atzmoy. V'nimtza achon mafsik be'edis. So the last get is mafsik between all the previous gittin. V'ein edim me'edim ela'olo. And the edim are me'ed, v'ein edim me'edim ela'olo. Now, we see something very interesting, though, the way Rashi explains it. Rashi says, according to Reish Lakish, one zman, the zman on top does not combine all five gittin. Fine. So therefore, if it doesn't combine, so the top four gittin are without Edom. I can't say that the Edom are chsumim on the top four gittin. There's a bottom get, a chasmaning on the bottom get. But v'kan shoyel aben, but where's the zman on the bottom get? The bottom get needs a zman. Rashi seems to say the bottom get is a kosher get. Now why is the bottom get, where's the zman of the bottom get? The top, ooh. So it seems we split the hair. Legabi hilchis zman. We say, well, there was a zman on top and then we have five gittin underneath. So I assume in hilchis zman I can use that zman for all five gittin. That is true. But in Hilchis Eidis, to say that the Eidim are being made on all five gittin, that is not muchach. So Memele, so the bottom get is kosher with this man that's written on top of the page, but the top four gittin are posel. This is according to Rish Lakish. Maskif lo Rabbi Abba le Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Abba is the kasha to Rabbi Yochanan. The Omar, Zman Echad le Kula. Rabbi Yochanan said, one Zman, one date helps for all five Gittin, and not only helps, it combines all five Gittin. Zehu Klal. Leichush, let us be afraid. Dume ki chosmu sadi abasra hu dechasime. Maybe the Edim are chasmening on the last one. Miloi sanyo, we learned, Edim chsumim al shele sholem beget posel. Ches shinam shema al shele sholem chosmu. So the Gemara asks a meridiki kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. The halacha is, if you have one get, and the get is written, you have a nusach get, and the last line after the nusach get is, please send regards to battle, that's the last line, and then you have two eidim gechasmet. So we say it's a posel get. I have two eidim signed, yeah, they're signing on. We're going to give it over to Beryl. So, our best wishes to Beryl. And I say that since this is a, there's a sentence that the Edim are chasmening on, so I can assume maybe that's, I can't say they're chasmening more. Maybe on that they're chasmening. Send regards to Beryl. That's the Shai Lashon that they're chasmening. But I have no right to say that they're chasmening on the get. So that is by one get with a Shai Lashon. So the Gemara asked Rabbi Yochanan for the whole column of five gitten. He also have, in this case, you also have one Zman. You have a Zman and a get. And the last line of the get is, send regards to battle. So that all of a sudden, and then you have to weigh them, gechasmet. So I say, you have no proof, you have no legitimate right to say that the Edom are saying more than sending regards. Maybe that's all what they're saying. How do you know that they're saying that the get is also a kosher get? So if you have five gitten, afila you have one zman, Rabbi Yochanan, how can you say with the clarity that, no, they're chasming on all five, maybe they're only chasming on the last get. That's the Gemara's kasha. Mileisan yeidim chsumim al shayle sholem beget posel. Chayshinon shema al shayle sholem chosmo. So the Gemara says, this baraisa lavit maralo. No, this baraisa, there's an explanation to this baraisa. I heard from Rabbi Yochanan, I know Pshat and Rabbi Yochanan, Mamel, this price is not fair. Shalu posel. Vishalu kosher. It says it matters what it says in the last line. Even the last line, there's no vavachibul. So the last line it says, send Beryl my regards. You have a whole get, then you have a new line, send Beryl regards, and then you have two Edom, so say the two Edom are chasming on the regards, that's it, not more than that. But if it says, Vishalu, so it says, and send Beryl my regards, so Memele, so the and means, so, but there's a get, and besides the get, send them my regards. So an and is above a chibul, so that makes it one big document. So, hachinami, dechsive, ployni, uployni, uployni. Oh, so we have here two factors now. Now we understand, now Rabbi Yochanan says you need two factors to make if you have one column of five gitten, one underneath the other, you need two factors to make this all one five, this is a document of multiple gittin, and we say that the Edom are chasmening on all the gittin. We have two factors. One is one zman, and another is and Beryl's getting rochel, and Chatzal's getting leia, and that's, so these two factors make that, when I see the Zachsima on the bottom of the fifth get, it means it's going on all five get. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, Rabbi Yochanan the Omar, Hoyel v'chol ish v'isha nechtovim levad levad, since each get is written separately, each get is a different husband and a different wife, amai kulon k'sheirim. Why, what is it worse than there? I say, al shay l'sholem chos muvuloy al aget. I say that they chasmed only on the regards and not on the get. Shalu bishloy may posel dave milse ba'apei nafshe. That's considered a different statement. Umafsekes, and it's mafsek between the chsimus eidem and the get. So the Gemara says, Shaila Sholem is only mafsik if there's no vav achibur. And here we're speaking about that all the gitmen are connected with a vav achibur, and Beryl is getting rochel, and Chatzkel is getting leyes, samemela. So we have these two factors, one's man in a vav, that's mechaba each get, so then they say the eidim are chsumim on all five git. That's called a klal. Zakti Gemara weiter, Visu have another kasha. Rabbi Yechanan da Omar Zman Lechol Echot Zehu Teufis. According to Rabbi Yechanan, if there are each get as its own Zman, so then that's cool, there are five different kitten, and so then I say that only the bottom get is kosher. V'teipikle, so the Gemara says, L'chayre, the Gemara understood, there was a Zman by each get, there's a separate Zman for each get, so the Gemara understood that there was a different Zman also for each get. So that means that the top get was written Yudnis, and then Yud Alefnis, and Yud Beisnis, and Yud Gimelnis, etc. So Memela, so the Gemara asks, so why does the Mishnah have to passel it? Because maybe the Edim are not chasmening on the Tapget. L'chayre, it's possible, b'teres vadai als get mugdim. I mean, the halacha is that the Edim have to be chasem the same day that it was written. So if on the Tapget it says Yudnissen, at the bottom get it says Yudaladnissen. So they zich, and then they wrote under the bottom get, so they zich a chasmed Yudaladnissen. So memele, the top gitten are apostle, because it's equivalent to nichtav by yoim and nechtam by laila, which is apostle again. But they pick late avolay nichtav by yoim and nechtam by laila. So why does the Mishnah say it's possible als teifes, als sofik, maybe the Edom are not chasmening on the top get? It's possible l'chere b'teiris vadai. If they are chasmening on the top get, it's possible als amugdim. Omalei ma'akishishe b'reide rav chizda l'ravashi. Ochi amrinon mishmei de Rabbi Yochanan dechsiv behu bechad b'shabe bechad b'shabe. It's the same date. All five gittin have the same date. So there's no problem of muktim. Everything was written Sunday, and all five gittin were written on the same day. So therefore, the only reason to get is puzzle, the top four gittin are puzzles, because since there's different Zmanim, separate Zmanim for each one, even though it's the same Zman, so these are considered different Gittin, and then I assume that even though there's a Vav Achibur, but since it's a separate Zman, these are considered like different Gittin, and I have no right to assume that the Edim, Hachsumim, Lamata, are chasmening on the top four Gittin. What does Rashi say? V'teipiklei, da have kulu, all of them, Now, skip to Rashi. Zman l'chol echad v'echad, kosal kedaitim b'yoyim shenichtav zeh lo yinichtav zeh. The Gemara held that they were not written on the same day. Each ket was written on a different day. So my iri the mifsel el yoinim mishum de ein ha edim nikroim imam, because I don't assume that the edim were chasmening on them. The typically dave kulu, all of these gitten barmi basra besides the bottom get nichtavu hayoim, it was written one day. The nechtamu and the chsime was laachazman. The Edim didn't first sign the get at shenicht of Achayin, and the last get was written Yedalad Nissen. So then Rashi says, explains, Nechtam Balaylo Lavdav. Is that what it says? If it was written by day and the Chsima was made at night, it doesn't mean because it was made at night. It's not that Ela Mishum Lishne de Masnisen Nokele. This Nabe Perik Sheni. That means the chiddush is, even though it was written by day and the chsima was at night, so since halachically the night has the din of the next day, so it's considered the chsima was not written the same day of the chsiva. It was written 2 days later, so it's ikha no good. So memela, that's the Gemara's kash. So the Gemara answers, no, all of them have the same date. Bechad b'shabe, girish ployni ploynis. And then on Sunday, Beryl was megarish rochel. Vahoda kosev, the next get. Bechad b'shabe, on Sunday, gufei, the same Sunday, girish ployni ploynis. Chatzkel was megarish leia. Tashtele mivsali kamoi, Elo Mishum Hafsoke. The only reason why the upper Gitten are puzzle is because I assume that the Edim only chasmed on the Parim Get and not on the all top Gitten. Zot the Gemara weiter. So now we went through Shitas Rabbi Yochanan. Omale Ravine le Rabashi. Now Ravine asked Rabashi Akash. Le Reish Lokish. According to Reish Lokish, the Omar Zman Echod Lekulom Nami Toifesave. You have five different forms and one Zman on the top. That's called five different Gittins. Elo Heichi Domi Klal. So when is it called one big multiple get? It says as follows. Onu, we, Loshen Rabbim, Ploini uPloini, Girashnu Nisheisenu, Ploini uPloinis. So then the Edim Achsumim on this multiple Nusach, so then it's kosher. It's one large Sefer Krisus. That is being megarish five women from five husbands. Like the Gemara and Shuldik, there's a big problem with this. Nimtzo shtei noshim misgarshois beget echot. So it comes out, one sefer is being kairis, two wives, batoira omro vikosav lo, the get has to be written for her, for one wife, you can't have a get for two women. Not two of his wives, not two different wives. The get has to be a private document written for one woman. So the way Reish Lakish explained the case of a klal, so this is a wholesale gerushin over here. It's written for a multitude of women. So there's a psul. So some of the apostle get. Kosav lo, v'loy lo l'chavota. So the Gemara answers, no. This is part of the get. The hoder kosav. That means first we have a whole nusach get. We are getting our wives, etc. That's the beginning. We have a whole nusach haget, b'loshon rabbit. Then we start breaking it down. I, Berl, I'm getting my wife, Rochel, with a whole nusach haget. I, Chatzkel, I'm getting my wife, Leah, with a whole nusach haget. So we have five separate gittin, but before this five separate gittin, we have one get, which is on top of these five separate gittin, which includes all five. So the Gemara saying, Gemara de Kechidush, that the get that's being megarish are the five separate get. Because the top get is not a kosher get, you can't give me megarish, but the top get. But the top get is informing us that the Edom were aware that there's a lot of people that want to be megarish. That's the beginning. We are being megarish. So the top get is only informing us that when the Edom chasmen on the bottom, the chasmen on all five separate gittin. But not only chasmening on the last one, because that's pshat the top get. The top get is coming to tell us that a lot of people want to be megarish. So this is telling us the message that the Edom are chsumim on all five separate gittin. The cost of pliny girish plainis, a pliny girish plainis. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, the other cost of achi, the chavalu kol chad ba'apei nafshei. Now each get is a separate get. Each get you have a cost of law. Umiyu ahani lishne kamoi. But the first Lashon, which is a multiple Lashon, la'ashmi'inon, to tell us, she'edim yodu b'chol ha'gitin halolu. The Edom were aware of all these gitin, so that's what the top cast is telling us, but the gitin ha'migarshim are really the five separate gitin, and there's no problem of lo ulechavoto. So now Ravina is Ravashi Akasha. So you're telling me that there is a psu of Ayesh Amalavin Ravashi Ayesh Yudiskash. It's Lo Plelo Lochavot Ayesh Yudiskash. So you answered me, it's a very good kasha, and therefore we have to say it's speaking about that there were five separate gittin which were written underneath this, the get that was first written b'loshim rabbin. Is maishna mahodisanya, we learned a baraisa, hakoisev kol mechosov lishnei avodov. A person wrote, a person possessed two avodim knani, and he wrote kol nechosov lishnei avodov. That means he wrote, let's say, one was called John, one was called Bill, and he writes in a shtar that I'm giving whatever I possess. This is including everything, including the avodim also. To both of you, to John and Bill. So the din is, so he gave away all his possessions to John and Bill, and so we'll see, so now whatever he possessed belongs to both of them. So a half of John belongs to Bill, a half of Bill belongs to John. Aber bekitzer, konu umishachrin ze eze. So the koine umeshachen ze eze. Al koponim, the Gemara is asking Gakashim, we learn out lo lo meisha. Bo shalainitin lo, hub shalainitin lo, and here it says mekosav lo, so we learn out all halachas which apply by ksivas haget apply by ksivas shtar shicha. Now this is a shtar shicha over here. This is a way of being meshacha them. Shtar shicha is I give the eved to himself. So that's a shtar shicha. And so here I'm giving the eved to himself. I'm giving him more than himself. I'm giving all my nechosim. Giving it to two people, so it comes out, each one gets half of the nechosim. But al kaponim, it works out shtar shicha. Why isn't there a problem of lo v'lo l'chavoto? So the Gemara answers, v'lav ukimno b'shnei shtoris. So the Gemara answers, this Barais is not speaking about the way you understood that one shtar was written, and in the shtar he's giving all his nechosim to Reuben, to John and Bill. Now it's speaking about that two shtaris were written. He wrote to John, I'm giving you all my nechosim. He wrote to Bill, I'm giving you all my nechosim. Then we got a shliach from both of them. He gave these two shtaris to the shliach, and as soon as the shliach took it, so these are two distinct shtaris, so that's why there's no problem of below the law lechavotah, because there were two shtaris. Let us see Rash. Umayishna mehodesanya. The Eved Goma Lola Misha. Sarashi says, we learn out Exerishav Lola Misha. In there, Veloy Paslinelu Mishum Veloy Lo Ulechavoto. Kishe Shiche Shnei Bebasachas. When he was Meshacha, both of them at one time. Vidomi Lekamaisa Deresh Lokish. This is similar to the first the beginning of the get according to Resh Lakish, onu plaini u plaini, gerashnu nashenu plainis u plainis. And so there we said it's no good. The my boy lemehed amichta plaini girish plainis u plaini plainis. Ahoche kosa, here it says, kol nichsai le plaini u plaini avdi. I'm giving all my nechosim to these two avodim, avdai, uktoni, konu, kol nechosim. Nimtza kol echot, chetshi ben chayrim, vechetshi eved, lechaveroi, he's a chetshi ben chayrim, and then he belongs half to the chaver, meshachim says, chatzayim, and then later, each one will be meshacher, their half that they possess, is the chatzi ben chayrim, of Bill is machat is meshacher the chatzi abdes of Jack. So the Gemara says v'lav okimno beperek hasholeach get b'shnei shtoris. This barais is speaking about two different shtoris. Shekosav b'shtar kol nechosai leploini abdi. Shtar aleph he wrote, I'm giving all my nechosim. Ubishtar hasheni kol nechosai nisunim leploini avdi. Umoschon lehem bebasachas, and then it was given to both of them spontaneously at one time. Shloikodam zeloze. Hilkach konushne. So therefore both are koine. Dahai omar kulu didi. By omar kulu didi. Now, I'd like to try to explain something. I saw something in the Dvar Yaakov, which I don't understand. This lotion of Rashi, Hai Oma Kula Dedi, Ba'ai Oma Kula Dedi, sounds a little bit like the first Mishnah of Metzia. Shnaim Oichzim Betale, Zayim Mekula Shali, V'Zayim Mekula Shali. There's a different story. There's a story that we come to Bezin, and Bezin does not know what occurred. Reuven says, I picked up the talus first, he grabbed it from me. Shimon said, I picked up the talus first, and he grabbed it from me. So it could be one is a liar. Could be both of them are liars. That could be they both picked it up together. Or maybe they're innocent. They didn't didn't realize each one thought he picked it up first. Anyway, but there's such a case that when we come to Besen, there's a possibility that's kulashali. Nitzel says kulashali. So this anhoge, what Besen does, besveikis, that there's Besen has guidelines when there's a din teire. We don't work with lie detectors. We don't work with Ruach HaKodesh. We have guidelines what to do when we have Sveikis and Dinei Mominis. So we ask it. Chilke. Here, Lechayre, there's no Sofik whatsoever. There's a Sofik over here. There's no Sofik whatsoever. I mean, the way Rashi explains it, Lechayre here speaking about, he wrote, I'm giving all my Nechosim to Reuven. I'm giving all my Nechosim to Shimon. And one person was a shliach of Reuven and Shimon, and he gave these two shtoris. They were together. One was wrapped up in the other, but he gave it to Levi, to be zeicha for both of them. There's no suffix over here. No, l'chayre, perhaps one could ask a shayla, so there should be a short. I mean, what happened? It's very interesting. He's giving all the nechosim to Reuven, all the nechosim to Shimon. And both are kind of all the nechosim, and that can't be. If it's Reuven's, it can't be Shimon's. But Shimon's, it can't be Reuven's. So, all of a sudden, they get half. So how does this work? Is L'chayre, I'd like to say over, Soloshin of Rab Chaim, and the Rambam, Perikhes Olochadal Mehilchis Trumis. Rab Chaim says as follows. When you have, let's say, Yaakov dies, and he has two children, Reuven and Shimon. And Yaakov owns $1 million. And he dies. So what happens? You have Reuven and Shimon. Midin Yerusha Yesh Lechol Echot Schus Yerusha Al Kol HaNechosim. Reuven is a son Yash. So Memela, I'm a son, I should Yash $1 million. Shimon's also a son, so Shimon also she has $1 million. In Mitzad Yairish, each one is entitled to $1 million. A Yairish Yashin is a father. Elo dechol echot zeiche b'hanechosim, u'ma'akvin ze'eze shelo yiske kol echot b'chol hanechosim. Now each one gets a half. So somehow it works like that. That means mitzad the sibe, the cause why it belongs to me. I have a sibe. The whole thing should belong to me. You have a sibe that the whole thing should belong to you. That is true. Less man the poly. But when these two things occur, you don't make a short. No, it comes out that in the shchias hamomen, since both of us have a sibe to yash and the whole thing. In the Sriyas Hamam, and it comes out that each one gets half. That's what happens if each one has a Schus Sri in the whole thing. So when both have a Schus Sri, so it comes out that each one is Zeiche Bepoyel in the half. So that's the same thing over here also. That means there was a Hakno from the Odin, all the Nechosim to Eved Aleph, all the Nechosim to Elef, to Eved Beis. The Kno was Chalbe Basacha, so each one is entitled to possess all the Nechosim. But since there's no reason why each Tzchiyah should not be Chal, so both have a Schus to get all the Nechosim, and Bepoil, that's what happens, you get half. That is how it works out. That what Rashi says, Hilkach Konu Shneyem, the Hay Omo Kulo Didivai Omo Kulo Didiv, Rashi doesn't mean Mikoyach Sofik. Rashi means that I meant it's Kulo Didiv. There's no problem of Lo Chavoto. Fakir, the whole thing was given to me. So my star is a good star. Your star is a good star. So Memele, I don't know, I saw in the Dvar Yaakov says it's a Sofik, I don't know which one was Kaine. which is b'chlal very shvei time. Why should there be a suffix, number one? And then if there is a suffix, so you say yachloiku on this suffix. I mean, it's a mugna. Bishlam and dinay mugna is, there's such a anhugya. I don't know what to do. So I'll say yachloiku, fine. But here we're playing about with isurim. The one is a ben chayrin, one's an eved. I mean, it should come out that, one became a ben chayr and one is still an eved. You can't go and be mishacha half of him. There's no halves over here. When it comes to isurim, you have to know if one became an eved, one remained an eved and one is a complete ben chayrim. So Dave, I don't understand what he's saying. He says, l'mais, it's b'sof, l'chayr pashtus is that it's b'teiris, vadai, both of them, through being kind of the shtar, they end up getting a schia. That's what happens when two people doesn't cancel out. That's how it works. You have a schus to acquire the whole thing. He has a schus to acquire the whole thing. So the it works out that each one acquires a half b'poil. Al kaponim, so it's not shver. Look the Gemara weiter. Tanya kevos, so bekitza, we have over here a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. When do we consider it one big multiple get that all gittin will be chal? And when is it considered separate gittin? And only the bottom get will be chal. So we have a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Tanya kevosi the Rabbi Yochanan, we learned about Reisa like Rabbi Yochanan. Tanya kevosi de Reish Lakish. Tanya kevosi de Rabbi Yochanan. We learned about Reisa like Rabbi Yochanan. Chamisho shekosvu besoich aget. Ish ploini megarish ploinis. U ploini ploinis. These are separate gittin. U ploini ploinis. Agabuch, here we see the Vav Achiba. Ish ploini megarish ploinis. U ploini, the second get, ploinis. U ploini ploinis. This is what Rabbi Yochanan said in the beginning. Uzman echod lekulam. There's one zman that's covering all five gittin. Va'edim milamato kulon kshayim. So all five gittin are kosher. V'tinosin lochol achas va'achas. And then this paper has to be given over to each woman. Zman lochol echod ve'echod. What if each separate get is a zman written in it. Ve'edim elamato, then ashe'edim nikoim ay kosher. So the bottom get is kosher. So this paraisa is mamish Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yehuda ben Pseira Oimer. Now Rabbi Yehuda also holds more or less like the Tanakhama, but he says one more nekudah. Im yesh revach beineyem posul, vim lav kosher, she'ein zman mafsikon. He holds zman is not sufficient to be mafsik. I wish to disagree with the Tanna Kamma. If all the gittin were written one underneath the other, and there's a vav achibo between each one. So even though the each get was written with the same zman, each one has its own zman, doesn't make it five different gittin. But there's spaces in between that is a space. So these two factors, there was a zman, each one has its own zman, and there's a space between each get, two lines between each get. So then we say, in dei chasmed on the bottom, underneath the bottom one, so then Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira says that then I say that the only chasmid on the bottom one and not on the four top gittin. This is Rabbi Yehuda ben Seira. Chasmid Chazini says if it have one zman, even though there's a rebbech, it'll also be kosher. That means, Rabbi Yehuda said, you need two things to make it to make it separate gittin. Each one has its own zman, plus there's spaces in between. Let us see Rashi, the Rashi. Ish plaini and the Krab Yechanin. The Leiktani onu plaini u plaini gerash. This is the Baraisa Araya to Rabbi Yechanin. Now we're going to have Araya to Rish Lakish. Tanya kevosei de Rish Lakish. Now we have Araya to Rish Lakish. Chamisha shekosvu klal besoy chaget. Five people that wrote a multiple get. Oh no, we. Plaini u plaini. Girashnu nisheisainu plainis u plainis. That was the top of the document. Then we start breaking it down. Plaini girish plainis. With the honus achaket. U plaini girish plainis. Uzman echad lekulam. Ve'edim milamato. Kulam ksheirim. Now this is very interesting. So it says over here, this Baraisa says, we have three factors combining them. One factor is the get started off at a loshim rabim. Oh no, plainly a plainly, girash nishasein a plainly so plainly. Now, so we have one combiner. That was written by Loshen Rabbi. Then it said, Ploini Girish Ploinis. U Ploini Girish Ploinis. When they have the separate Gittin, when we break it down, but there's above a Chibur between them. Number two. Uzman Echad Lekulon. Number three, there's one Zman. For Eidem Ilamato, and Eidem Chasmet on the bottom get. Kulon ksheirim, then all the gittin kosher, otinosne lechol achas v'achas. Zman lechol echod v'echod, v'revach lechol echod v'echod. Now, this is like, Chazanisha, this is like Rabbi Yehuda ben Pseire. He holds that to be mapsik, you need a zman and a revach. Zman lechol echad v'echad, v'revach lechol echad v'echad, even though we started off with anu, we started off with an anu, we started off united. But then when we broke it up, we really broke it up. We broke the union. There's a zman lechol echad v'echad, and there's a revach lechol echad v'echad. V'edim melamata ash edim lekoim imay kosha. That is what this Tanna says, the Tanna comes. Rameh doesn't hold like Rabbi Yehuda ben Pseir. Afo bishen revach b'neim, posel shazman mafsikam. So al koponim, but the etzem bereise is like Reish Lakish, that you need, in order to unite and combine all five gittin, you need to start off Peloshen Rav. So the Gemara asks, "V'Reish Lakish, my is man lechol echad ve'echad? Ha'amar zman echad lekulam nami teifes havi lechol echad ve'echad? Why did he say zman lechol echad ve'echad? Pasul ha'amar zman echad lekulam nami teifes havi." So the Gemara says that Hani mili echad aloyel vina mikar. That what he said, that one zman does not unite. That if there was no union, there was no combination in the beginning. Avalocha dovina mikore, some emele, ipoliglus man ein iloiloi. So therefore, to break up this union, it's only broken up if there are separate zmanim for each get. Let us see Rashi. Ulareish lokish amaik toni baharte mesayile zman lochol echad ve'echad. Now, when is it considered different gittin? Shadim nekroim imay kosher. Belav zman lechol echad ve'echad nami psili al yainim. He says, no, v'hocha davina mikala, the diktoni is malchach, v'hocha kain de kosam, ochi, k'diktoni reisha. On the plane, you're plane, gerashnu, no shainu, plainis, u plainis. Plane, girish, plainis, bechad b'shabas, plane, girish, plainis, bechad b'shabas. The kivin, the davina mikala, so we're not speaking about a new case over here. We're speaking about this is a continuation of the first case. As the Mo seems understood that this is a new case in Davke's man lochalecha bech of this apostle. So Mo says, no, this is a continuation of the beginning of the Baraisa, that we have a united get to begin with, and then we broke it out. We broke it down into with the private gittin. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Shnei gittin, two gittin, shekosvon ze bitzad ze. You had one paper, and you had two different gittin. The first get on the right side, Berel is being megarish ochel, with a whole nusach haget. On the left side, Chatzkel's being Megarish Leia, a whole Nusach Haget. Now, the eight, you have two Gittin, and the eight wrote on one side, underneath one get, Reuven, on the other get, Ben Yaakov. So he wanted to, who knows what he wanted to do, but Kabon, that's what we have. We have Reuven, Ben Yaakov, and with that he covered both Gittin. So the Mishnah says, Shnei gitten shekos von ze bezadze. Ushnayim eidim ivrim boim mitacha ze letacha ze. They have two eidim ivrim. We'll see two eidim ivrim. That's Reuven ben Yaakov by the ivrim. It means that Reuven, the son of Yaakov. And that's how it's written. Reuven was under the right hand get, and ben Yaakov was written under the left hand get. Underneath this was Ushnayim Eidim Yevonim Boim Mitachas Ze Lutachaze. Now, Rashi Shita is that the Yevonim, when they wrote Reuven Ben Yaakov, it had a different meaning. Reuven Ben Yaakov means Reuven's son is Yaakov. So who's the Eid? The Eid is Yaakov and Reuven is the father. So now, if we'll have two Yevonim who will write Reuven ben Yaakov, they'll start from the right-hand side to the left-hand side. So in that case, Yaakov is the eight, his father is Reuven, Reuven benoi is Yaakov, that's how, it's Greek to me, but that's how they wrote it, that's how they used to write it. So memele, so Yaakov and the other Yevoni is They're signing under the left-hand get. So Memele, the Mishnah is telling us a case. You have here two gittin, a right-handed get, a left-handed get, on both sides of the paper. And you have here two Eidim Ivrim, two Eidim Yevonim. So it matters which Eidim are close to the gittin. If the Ivrim are close to the gittin, that means that right after the get, you're the two Ivrim. So the right-handed get is kosher. Reuven, that's his name. So Reuven, chasmid on the right-handed get. So the right-handed get is kosher. You don't have Eidus on the left-handed get. He didn't sign his name on the left get. If the Yevonim chasmid first, so Reuven ben Yaakov, so then the left side is kosher because Yaakov is the Eid, and Reuven ben is, that's his father. That's his father. So then the left get will be kosher. So that's what the Mishnah is saying. Let us again see the Loshna Mishnah. Shnei gittin. Shekosvon ze bitzad ze. Ushnayim eidim ivrim boim. You have two eidim which are ivrim. Boim mitachas ze letachas ze. They spread out their signature. They're going from the right get to the left get. Or, Ushnayim Eidim Yevonim, or you have two Eidim Yevonim, also wrote Reuven ben Yaakov, Boim mitachaze letachaze, Asha Eidim, or you have two and two, and, I'm sorry, not or. Asha Eidim Harishainim Nikroim Imai Kosha. So, the first row of Eidim, which are directly underneath the two Gittim, so, however, whoever the Eidim are, that's which get will be Kosha. If the Ivrim, so the right hand get will be kosher. If the Yevonim, the left hand get will be kosher. Now let us see Rashi. Shnei gitim shekosvon zeh betzad zeh. Beroichev ha-megillah, in the width of the Megillah, you have here two gitim. Shnayim Ivrim boim mitachas. Horishoin mitachas horishoin. They started writing underneath the first get, the right-handed get. The tachas hasheni, and it went over underneath the left-handed get. Shem ha'eid tachas harishin. The name of the eid is under the first get. V'shem oviv, and his father's name is tachas hasheni. V'chein eid sheni tachtov. That's that. Now, v'chosru v'chosmu tachtayim. Now, underneath these two Eidim, we have another two Eidim. Shnei Yisraelim, two Yidim, one should be kosher Eidim. Yevonim, what should Yevonim? Adorim be'eretz Yavam, they live in Yavam. U'beloshen Yevonis, Rashi Poshut seems to say that they signed their names Beloshen Yevonis. Kederech hazu. Also the same thing, they're writing Reuven ben Yaakov. Avol chsimes ha-yevonim eino nikreis kechsimes ha-ivrim. It is not read and understood the way Ayid chasmes. Shekshe ha-yevoni choisem Yosef ben Shimon, when ha-yevoni chasmes Yosef ben Shimon, the Yodua Sheshmoi Shimon Ben Yosef. So it's Shimon Ben Yosef. Shekach Mispareshes Chsimose. This is Pshat Ve'chsime. Yosef Ben Shimon. Kloima. Benoi Shal Yosef Shimon. Yosef son of Shimon. V'nimtza Shem Ha'eid, which is Shimon. Chosom Al Get Sheini. Mishem Aviv Yosef Chosm al Rishim. Hilkach al Kolchacha haYevonim. Now these two Yevonim v'ke Yidden Tachas Hasheni Chosmu. Because we don't have a picture. This picture is for the next case in the Mishnah. Esher ha'edim harishonim nikroim imay kosher. So now whoever is the top set of Edim, whatever they are, im ivrim chasumim lamaylam. If the ivrim chasmet first, ayemini kosher. So then the right hand get is kosher, because they put their names under the right hand get. Vim ayevamim, yevanim chasumim lamaylam, asmaili kosher. Bigmore parech idach amay mivso. Why does one have to be puzzled? That means you have here four Eidim. Two Eidim are under the right-hand get, and two Eidim under the left-hand get. So what's wrong about this? That the Gemara is going to ask this kasha. Why don't we say that the bottom Eidim are going, why don't we say that the bottom Eidim are signing on the next get? That's the Gemara's kasha. Yeah. The Gemara held it's a good kash, even though there's space in between, that's no problem. The Gemara says later, moving Zaraya from a baraisa, from writer and get poshut. And Perik get poshut, it says that, the din is like this. The din is, if you have a shtar, and underneath the shtar, there's two blank lines, and then the Eidim chasme. What's a puzzle again? The Eidim have to be flush, they have to be next to the Shtar. They can't be two lines away. So, let's say, let's speak about a practical case. I learned, I'm a Malve. The late Rabbi Reiter Shtar, we get two kosher Eidim, the Malve wanted to make sure. Anyway, we get two Eidim, and they write underneath, and they wrote to do it, there's two lines in between their signature and the Shtar. Right, the Loiva sees it, these Eidim go away, Mahudatika Eidim, that's what the Malva wanted, he's only lend the money. He comes over to the Malva, here's the Shtar, now, lend me the money. The Malva says, Meshugabinach Nishtar, man, this is not a good Shtar, there's a space in between. He said, that's a problem, I'll get my two cousins, they'll write, they'll fill up, they'll sign their signature in between. The two cousins are postulated, it's no problem. But I'll kaponim. That's what we have here. So milu kroivim, so it's a kosher shtar. Besna looks at this, they realize what happened, and there's two kroivim in the top, the postulatum, so we don't worry about them. We use the two bottom kroivim. The two bottom kosher eidim. So it says, klor, mesechtes baba basra, that even though there is a problem, if there's spaces between the chsimis ha'edim and the shtar, but if you'll have different signatures there, even though these signatures do not help us in any way, but the signatures accomplished, there's no space in between. There's no empty spaces, and you could use the bottom edim. So therefore, the Gemara's going to ask the kasha, so what's the problem over here? Why are you looking dafke at the top to edim? I mean, the bottom eidim went and they signed, they signed on the other get. That's the Gemara's kash. That's what Rashi means. The Gemara is going to ask this kash. Now, so far so good. This is a problem. What the Gemara is going to ask. Ibn Chamay Mifsal. Now here's a new case, which is a little bit more complicated. Eid Echad Ivri, Beid Echad Yevoni, Eid echad ivri, veid echad yevonim, boi mitachaze letachaze, shneim psulim. Here we have our two gittin, and here we made mix and match, we had an ivri yevoni, an ivri yevoni, so here all the gittin are posul. Shem shamayim. Now let's see how Rashi explains this. So Rashi says, and this we have a diagram. Eid echad ivri, dechad yevoni, veid echad ivri, veid echad yevoni, boi mitachaze letachaze. So Rashi says as follows, Eid Ivri ve'eid Yevoni boim mitachas get ha-yemin mitachas get ha-smel. Ve'eid Ivri ve'eid Yevoni oi tachtayim boim mitachas ha-smel mitachas get ha-yemin. And in the bottom, they're going from smel to yemin. Kegoy. Sha'yevoni horishayn Chosam tachas hasmoili Yosef. Let's look in the Bach. Yosef ben b'soif shite v'chosar v'chosam Shimon. Now let us look at the diagram on the right. We'll understand what Rashi is saying. Here the ben kadi puts, but let's look at the diagram. Let's read the diagram. The top line is the get. Bekach li yarech. They each get, and we're speaking about the date. Now, the first aid was an Ivri. He wrote Reuven, that's his name, Ben Yaakov, Ivri. He's an Ivri. The second aid was a Yevoni, but he also wanted to write on the first get. So he wrote Yosef Yevoni ben Shimon. So we have over here that, so he started under the second get. He ended under the first get, but in reality, he's signing his name under the first get. So you have two Eidim, one a Ivri, one a Yevoni, that is, both of them signed their names under the right hand get. Now let's look. Now the second set of Eidim signed their names under the second gift, the left-hand gift. Let's look at the diagram. Kohos Ivri ben Levi. So there they went from left to right. And then we have this Yevoni, Yechatzel ben Naphtali Yevoni. So he also, Naphtali is his name. So we have here two Edim which are under the left-hand get. That's the case over here. Now let's just see Rashi. So Rashi says as follows. Edechadi v'edechad Yevoni. V'edechadi v'edechad Yevoni. Boim mitachas zel letachas. Eid Ivri v'ed Yevoni boim mitachas get ha-yemin. Letachas get ha-smil. V'eid Ivri v'ed Yevoni oi tachtem boim mitachas ha-smil. Letachas get ha-yemin. Kegoy. Sha-yevoni horishin chosam tachas ha-smili. He wrote underneath the left get Yosef ben Besoyf Shita, that's the Bach Skilse, v'chozar v'chosam Shimon v'roishi tushni, tachas hayemini, nimtso shmoi tachas hayemini, so he wrote his name under the right hand get. Dochim mefashe chsime ditu, v'noi shel Yosef Shimon, nimtso shmoi tachas get hayemin, bo the main soul comes out that he's going from the right get to the left get. Shame of al smail, smail al yamin. The ivri yasheni, now the second yid, chosam shmoi tachas get asmoli, besoiv shite. He wrote kohos, b'shem oviv, tachas hayimini. Beroy shite shetachter. Nimtza bo mitachas get sheini, letachas get rishin. Veyevoni asheini chosam tachtav kedakai. Beshita achas. Yichatzel ben tachas rishin. Naftoli tachas asheini. Nimtza shmei chosam al asheini. So we have here lechayre two eidim chsumim al rishin. Tweedem chsumim al hasheni, shneim psulim, bigmorim afore shtaimet, the Gemara will explain why both of them are possible.